Today on EV Week here at Motoring Minute, I'm chatting about my first drive in the Kia EV5. The drive program went from Sydney Airport through the southern suburbs of Sydney, down along the picturesque National Park and South Coast beaches, to all the way down to Gerringong. We then headed up across the mountains to Barrel, an overnight stay, then back to Sydney along the motorways. This is what you may expect as a typical weekend away in an EV5. As mentioned in a previous Motoring Minute, the EV5 comes with an extended range battery that is good for between 400 and 555 kilometres, depending upon the model. We drove three models, the front-wheel drive Air with both the standard and the extended range battery, and the Earth with the extended range battery and all-wheel drive. I have to say it's now typical of what you'd expect from Kia. That is a stylish exterior and a comfortable, spacious and well-equipped interior. Driving the EV5 is both pleasurable and peaceful. It's quiet, with the only real noise coming from some wind and road noise on the entry model Air. The Kia EV5 is jumping into what is becoming a crowded pool, with any number of new Chinese brands playing in the same area. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Eco Car Guide is your number one source for EV news and reviews. Head to ecocarguide.com.au now for full details on the BYD Shark 6 four-wheel drive ute. Read about the 100% electric concrete mixer truck, full details on the new Cupra Tavascan, and check out a review of the Audi Q850 e-tron Quattro. Eco Car Guide, everything you need to know about future technologies for the auto industry.